Hey guys, welcome to Juice Box. I'm Sammy.
I'm Noelle.
And I'm Ali. Hi.
Yes. Hi guys. Did you miss us?
I bet you did.
So, in case you have not listened to the last episode, which I hope you did. But anyway, Noelle, what was two weeks ago's episode about?
Oh yeah, we're kind of delayed over here. Sorry guys, we have to rest. Okay, so last week we talked about infatuation, the talking stage, you know. We went into that whole like thought-gas situation, or like what it's like liking someone who you can't really like, or you can't really...
Ooh.
Yeah, it was kind of juicy, guys. I don't know if you haven't heard it yet, I recommend that you listen to it right after this one. Then after that, we talked about how to be single, or like our tips on just how to enjoy the single life. Because honestly, being single is underrated, if I do say so myself.
It really is. So go listen to that episode after this or before this, whatever you want, just as long as you listen to the episodes.
It's kind of long. So yeah, bring some snacks.
Maybe listen to it like while you're doing schoolwork, or like if you're... Like when you're going to shower, like workout, you know, just so it feels like you're talking to someone. But anyway, from that last episode, we actually got a lot of really good feedback, and it really validated us, to be honest.
Because
thanks. Thank you, guys.
Keep up with this podcast. But everyone's comments just made us feel really nice. So here's one of them.
That was such a great episode. I've never related so hard in my life. Like, seriously, I felt like I was making cuento with you guys. I love this episode. You guys are awesome.
That was a comment that we really appreciated receiving. And from everyone else, really. Like, sometimes people will message our Instagram, which is juicebox_thepodcast, if you want to follow it. And they just, you know, give us feedback on our episodes. And we really appreciate that.
We really do. Like, keep it coming, please.
Yeah.
I love how people always say na, like, they feel no, they're making cuento with us.
Oh, dude. That's what gets me the most. Like, I get super kilig. Because, like, I don't know. Like, first of all, I thought no one was really listening to us. And then just to hear the feedback that people are like, oh, it's like I'm just making cuento with you guys. I'm like, really? Because that was the point.
So yeah, that's the point of our podcast. We
exactly.
want the listeners to feel like cuento. They're in this conversation with us. So yeah, like hopefully soon we get to do like an advice session or like a Q&A, because I feel like that would be really fun.
Yeah, definitely. It would. Like, a whole episode just like answering people's questions and stuff.
We've been following us and stuff. Yeah, we've been through a lot. We're all like 20 years old. Noelle's 21. You know, we're all in our 20s. We're all still trying to figure out life. But the thing is, we're doing it together. And we all have different experiences. So I think that makes for like one really wise 60-year-old woman.
Boom.
Yes.
Boom.
So yeah, moving forward. Today, we are talking about us in like a different light, because I'm pretty sure based on the previous episodes, you guys see us as like perfect, amazing, beautiful, hot, and sexy human beings. And this episode will just show you that we are vulnerable too. You know, we have our own faults. We're not perfect.
We make mistakes. A lot of mistakes. We embarrass ourselves in front of people.
We definitely embarrass ourselves.
Oh, by the way, Sammy's being sarcastic. If anyone didn't get that,
I'm not being sarcastic. What do you mean? We're perfect.
We are perfect.
I mean, we're not perfect. Sorry, we're not. Admittedly, we're not perfect. But, you know, we're amazing. We're beautiful. We're talented.
And sexy. Don't forget sexy.
And sexy, definitely. And smart. So today, just to show you guys that we're actually not perfect. Surprise. Here's the question for today. What is an embarrassing moment that still haunts you?
And I hate thinking about this.
I can't. Like, I'm the type of person who will like lie down in bed at 3 a.m. and be like, oh my god, I just remembered this exact moment. And like I do like a full body cringe. Like my body takes a screenshot because I'm just like, oh my god.
I was gonna say that. Like, it's 3 a.m. I'm trying to sleep, and suddenly this memory pops out of nowhere. Like, where did that even come from?
I hate it.
All right, so who's gonna start?
Hmm.
And it just makes me cringe. it makes me want to hibernate.
Okay,
I have like a super terrible one, and I have like a.
I want to get this out of the way, so I'm gonna say it. I'll go first.
Okay, go.
Okay, so this was my first day in AC, grade 7. And first day of school is embarrassing enough because, you know, you don't really know anyone. But lucky for me, I was friends with two people in my class already. And so first day of school, I think I got to school super early. And then I think I met someone the day before in like the orientation, and she said she was in the same class as me. So I was like, okay, we're probably classmates. So we went to a classroom, but then it was grade 8, section 3, but I know I'm grade 7, section 3. So I was like, okay, but I'll just follow her because I don't know what I'm doing anyway. So I was in that class the whole morning. I already made friends. And then the day started and the teacher was reading through the class list. And, you know, my last name starts with a B, so I expect to be like, you know, within the first 10 people. Yeah, and my name wasn't called. So I was like,
did I not register? Am I not enrolled?
Is this like a new student thing? Like, are they hazing me or something like that? So I was like, oh. So I was just waiting. I waited for her to announce everyone. And I was the only one who wasn't called. So I was kind of hiyah because I was like, oh, what the fuck is this? So I think it was recess. I went to the teacher and I was like, Miss, is this 7-3? And she goes, no, anak, this is 8-3. And I was like, oh, okay. So I left the classroom, looked for my classroom. Like, I think I went to the other end of the hall, pa.
Oh my God.
And then I opened the door of the classroom and literally everyone in the class looked back and stared at me. I wanted to like shrivel up and die. I was like, oh my God. Like, the minute I opened the door, everyone just stared at the new student.
The one who wanted to skip a grade.
Who's that?
Like, I was so embarrassed. And then, because I had,
were like, ang kapal naman ang mukha nito para maging late.
Yeah, dude. And, like, I knew two people na in the class. So when I opened the door and they saw me, they waved super awkwardly. And, oh my God, I was so hiyah. And then I walked up to the teacher and got my name tag. And I was like, thank you. And I sat at the back of the classroom because I just couldn't handle it.
I love how this is the story that haunts you.
Dude, it haunts me because that was my first day in AC. First day in a new school. And I fuck up like that.
First impressions matter.
Yeah, that's like everyone's first impression of me in the class. Like, I held that against myself for so long. I was like, shit, you're so stupid. Why were you in the wrong classroom on the first day?
So cute. Little baby Sammy, yeah. Getting lost.
12-year-old Sammy just wandering around the hallways of AC, getting lost, not knowing where to go.
I remember your, like, 12-year-old pictures. You look so Dungas and everything. Imagine, like, a 12-year-old Dungas girl walking.
That's the thing. I look so Dungas all the time. I was so Dungas. I didn't, like...
Ali didn't hesitate, man.
No, I agree, though. Like, I never brushed my hair or anything. So I was really Dungas until, like, maybe I turned 13. And I was like, you know what? I kind of need to look good.
I need to brush my hair, maybe.
To whoever's listening, they're making me sound like I'm an unhygienic person. But actually, I'm very clean. I shower every day. Now yes. I shower every day.
Out of the three of us, I feel like I'm the most unhygienic person. But whatever.
I don't know. I think it depends on the day. Because there are days when I don't have to shower. Anyway, we're straying away too much from the topic. But
we're so sorry.
That's actually like a top. Probably like top three embarrassing moments in my life.
So I can share my young story first. My younger self, my little baby self. It's really embarrassing. It still haunts me. I was 9. It was my birthday. I'm setting the scene for you guys. I was 9. It was my birthday. We were in One Surendra, I believe. And I don't know if you guys have been there, but there's a fountain. In the middle.
I know that fountain. It's right where the cars pass by, right?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Beautiful fountain we have there. Flowing water, some colorful lights. So this was my birthday and I was in a really cute outfit. I remember a mini skirt, tank top, pigtails. And then so I was like, you know, I'm 9. I can do parkour. No worries.
I see where this is going, but go on.
So this magical fountain that I saw, I was like, dude, that's my wonderland right there. I'm gonna go, let me skip through the stones. There were like little islands in like in the fountain. I was like, I can totally do that, you know, big girl doing big girl things, mm-hmm. and like parkour. So the birthday girl decides to go skipping on the islands, and then I mean, you can predict what happened. I freaking fell into the fountain, as in like submerged, like I went swimming, as in my hair, like full like belly flop type, and. Happy birthday to me. It was terrible. Aww. I was crying. Malamang, there were so many people there pa naman. It was like a Saturday night. Dude, everyone was laughing at me. And I was just crying. Happy birthday. Then my outfit got wet. Basta, it was so sad. It was
after that, you had to buy like new clothes and everything.
Yeah, I did. But I didn't care because my skirt was fire that evening. So I was like,
oh my God. I miss like the skirt phase. I had a skirt phase. I bought like...
Skater skirt, baby.
No, skater. Like a, I had like a tutu, like a tall skirt, like a layered tall skirt. I had adorable. One, and I wore it every week. And Ali, me and Joyce had the same skirt. We have pictures from when we were like 10 or 11. We're in this basically the same outfit.
And just like the t-shirt, and then like the bubble skirt thing. I'm right.
Or it's like a tank top, like a cute graphic tank top, and then you tuck it into like a poofy skirt. Dude, that was my fashion sense when I was like 10, 11. And then it's like flats. Ballet flats. Ballet flats were the shit.
Yeah.
I never even took ballet, but ballet flats, I had so many pairs.
Yeah.
I don't know where they are, but you know, definitely grew out of them because that's not how any of us dress now.
Okay, I don't know how to segue this, but
Ali, what's your
story? Your general story, yeah, not the super embarrassing one.
Okay. So, I don't know how old I was when this happened, but I was walking in Shang with my mom. I was still in ballet, like I was enrolled in ballet. So malamang, as a young girl, like I would. Like skip around, having no care in the world, whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And then I was walking with my mom, and then we were about to walk into a store. And then I was doing like pirouettes and stuff and turning. Imagine me. And then then suddenly I fell flat on my face. Like I skipped and skipped, and then I fell. And then, after that, I was like, and then I looked around because malamang I wanted to see like who saw that. I hope no one saw that. I hope it was just my mom. But then no, I saw the security guard hiding, laughing, and I was like, no, never.
Is this why you named your dog Skippy?
No. Oh, it's Skippy Alley now. From Bedside Guzman to Skipping Alley, Ballerina Skipping Alley.
Pirouette Girl. That's our next meme. Our next meme is Ali Ballerina.
Ballerina.
So, Ballerina. I wanted to make the world.
Oh my God.
Know my your name.
I don't know why, but like stories of just like little kids
falling
is so funny.
Dude, is it just like, me? Like sometimes when I see like a kid, I don't know if it's like kind of mean, but sometimes I want to push them.
I just want to see them. Sometimes like, I want to see a kid cry. Like I'm like, how can you cry? Can you like just a bit?
When so you mean. Make them tukso like super, and then they suddenly,
like you make them like, stop now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's part of their character formation. Like,
I stop when they go, I'm gonna tell my mom. You go, no, you want ice over. Cream. I'll buy you ice cream.
Boom.
Don't bring the moms into this. Yeah. So yun. That's my embarrassing story.
I can imagine little Ali in like a ballet uniform running around Shangri-La doing pirouettes and then falling on her face. Just
I was like, la 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 la.
He's so cute.
Oh my God. That's so good. Moving on.
Let's move on to the big girl stories.
Let's round two.
The big girl
of
stories.
Embarrassing moments.
The one that, you know, medyo mahihiya ka naman.
Okay, this was, I think the summer before ninth grade. So I was like 13. Okay. And obviously, you know, like, those are like the formative years. It's when, if you're in an all-girls school, it's when you start meeting boys.
So,
I think this was also like the year where people would throw like house par- it was like the beginning of the house party era of where people would go, hey, they'd make like a Facebook event page and invite like a shit ton of people.
Yeah.
But I think this one was just like a more intimate one, just like one batch, like one grade of people. And then I remember I got invited to one. So obviously me, I didn't want to go alone because I didn't know anyone. I knew like three guys from that party. So I brought one of my best friends with me. We went to the party together and I think we went like an hour late and all the drinks were Tanduay ice.
Oh my god. Okay.
And me being me, I was like, yeah, like I drink alcohol. I'm so lakas, what the hell? So, you know, I was drinking Tanduay ice and everything. And then someone was like, oh, you want to put vodka in that so it's stronger? I was like, yeah, I do.
Of course. How could I not?
Why I was like, not? Yeah, I'm so strong. Like, I drink a lot. I'm so high tall. So anyway, like, I mixed vodka and Tanduay ice. And then next thing I know, I remember, like, I was sitting on the floor of, like, the elevator. And then just like that. Like, I was, like, facing down, sitting on the floor of the elevator.
High tall pala.
And no, here's the thing. I wasn't drunk. I was just pretending to be drunk. I was like, guys, I'm so drunk. I drank so much. Oh my god. And no. During that moment, I'm pretty sure, you know, people thought I was actually drunk, but I know I wasn't drunk at that time. I was just, you know, pretending to be drunk. So people were like, oh my god, guys, look at Sammy. She's drunk.
For the attention.
Yeah. Those were the days when being drunk was cool because, you know, you're like a minor. So if you're at the party and you're like drinking, everyone's like, holy shit, did you see her? Damn. She's drinking. She's so cool. I want to like go back to like 13-year-old Sammy and just slap her in the face and be like, why? Why did you do that?
I mean.
But yeah, I feel like it's so normal because it's high school. And we went to, all of us went to an all-girls school. So I feel like male validation was something that we craved. Not craved, but like, just, it's something
anymore.
Anymore.
Not anymore.
It's something, not anymore. But like in during those formative years, it's something we looked for because it's like, oh my god, like if I'm friends with these, like with the guys, everyone's going to be like, oh my god, like Sammy's so cool. She has friends from other schools and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's really how we saw shit like that. So
all been there.
It's so it's so childish and immature. Like now that we're all adults and we've been through these experiences, it's so weird thinking about them.
Dude.
And it doesn't really matter anymore.
It really doesn't matter.
It's funny now. Now it's embarrassing.
Now it's embarrassing. At that time I was like, shit, I'm so cool. Now I'm like, shut the fuck up, Sammy. No.
Hold the door.
Next story, Miss Lejano.
Dude, I thought we were going like major, like I'm kind of shy about my story. Like I don't want people, like don't judge me, okay? It was an honest mistake. What happened to me was an honest mistake. I was trying to be funny.
We will repeat that. This was
an honest mistake. Okay, but honestly, I think it's the most embarrassing moment that I got, like, of my life thus far. Okay, so I met a friend. I was like 13, 14. I was like in this like dance studio. And I met a friend.
Okay.
A group of friends. And then one of the guys, let's name him Dan. So Dan, I met Dan. Dan was, he was fun. He was like 2 years older than me. He was a cool guy. And then so Dan takes my phone. And then I think he texted himself with my phone. I am assuming to get my number, right? Because like, why else, right? Moves, right, Dan? Okay, so fast forward, let's say after training, fast forward to like end of the day. I got a text from Dan. And Dan says, thank you for the chocolates, because I brought chocolates earlier that day. Dan says, thank you for the chocolates. And then I said, no problem. And then he said, wait, lol, who's this? Pretending that, like, he didn't just give himself my number, right?
Yeah.
Right? Not cool, but whatever. He was like, wait, who's this? I don't know whose number this is. And I replied, your mom. And then,
okay.
Oh, I know.
Did I tell you this story? I told you guys this story. I said, your mom. I said, I think I didn't even say your mom. I said, nanay mo. Because I'm sick, dude. What's this guy playing at?
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? He just got my number. Like, what's he talking about? And then he said, lol, my mom passed away. Then I said, dude, I said, where?
Bro,
that just made it worse.
I said, where? Because, okay, like in my defense, I thought this guy was just playing me. And then, so I said, where? Okay. And then he stopped replying. Dan stopped replying to me. Dan ignored me. So I decided to search Dan on Facebook. Please take note, I met him that day. So we're not even friends on Facebook yet. Met him that day. I go to Facebook and I search, dude, guys, his mom passed away. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, so after that, I never made yo mama jokes again, ever. Like, there's no more nanay jokes, like,
there's
swear.
No
like
more.
Any in that realm, swear, never made those jokes again. It was terrible. I felt so terrible. Then I had to see him the next training. And I was like, I'm really sorry. And he was like, no, it's okay. Like, you didn't know. And I was like, but I don't feel any better. Like, that was... Like,
I didn't know.
It's so embarrassing that you still saw him again.
Dude, it's embarrassing that I said, weh. Imagine
that
you
said, weh.
Yeah.
My mom passed away.
He already said.
My mom passed away.
My mom passed away. They're like, you don't believe it, pa. And you're like, weh. Okay. If you don't want to believe me, fine.
I'm so sorry, Dan. Probably knows who he is. That is so sad.
And if you're listening, Noelle's really sorry.
She's really sorry. So, she made a mistake.
Still sorry about that.
Yeah, okay. Can someone like share their story now? Because I'm so bad. Okay. So I'm like sweating, dude. My armpits are sweating.
Okay, I feel bad for you, but we can move on.
Thanks.
It's my turn to cringe.
Go for it.
Okay. So I was in a dance competition. In senior year, I was 17, so I was old na. I was too old to be making these mistakes. Okay,
I'm so scared.
So, I was in a dance competition, and then before we go up on stage, the host usually interviews like the captain to ask how was your preparation for this competition, what struggles did you, blah, blah, blah. So before I talked, she actually prepared me before the cameras started rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So she asked me before, and then I prepared in my head. I was like, okay. And then I mentally prepared for that. And then when it was live already, if you guys know me, you know that I struggle with public speaking, okay? Like, no, talaga. So, when the camera started rolling, she asked me the question, and I stuttered as fuck. As in stuttered, like, how was your preparation, blah, blah, blah. What challenges did you, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, I don't remember my answer, but I answered and it was so bad that my friend or co-captain like made salo. Then after,
oh my God.
Then after she made salo, I was so embarrassed that I thought I hid myself. And then I made a super, super ugly face. As in, I was like...
Wait, sorry. I need to clarify. Ali, is this on YouTube? I saw it. Guys,
please don't search it. Please.
Is this an NBC?
Yeah.
I know this video.
No, why does everyone know?
Malamang, I had to watch the competitors, diba?
I really had to watch my competitors. I really didn't want anyone. Whenever someone would ask, can I see a video? I'd send them another video, like from my phone mismo. Like not from YouTube, not anywhere. Because I was so embarrassed to tell that, for them to see my face, the way I talked. Like, I was captain. Imagine like the ego that was destroyed short of like
right before dancing.
Right before dancing, but I didn't let that affect.
Dude, yeah, it's okay. You were fired. You were fired the whole competition.
It's just public speaking. That's it.
Okay.
At least she's a performer.
Mm-hmm. I am. Heck yeah. Just don't talk to me.
Just watch her.
Non-verbal performer.
Communication is key.
Just, you know, eyebrow raise. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Non-verbal communication, but you have a podcast. Ironic.
Yeah. how ironic. I mesh well with extroverts.
Well, that's... you know, what can we say?
We got you, dude.
So yeah.
All right.
That's my story. Wow. Round three.
Ooh, round three. Okay, for a twist, round three. Okay. As if embarrassing ourselves on YouTube or embarrassing ourselves in front of boys or in front of one boy isn't enough. What if we embarrass ourselves in front of our crush? Ooh.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Okay.
I feel much better now that I embarrassed myself with like hundreds, thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
So you can share first?
Yeah. Because nothing can get worse than that. You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
Okay.
You can share.
Let's go. Take it away, ma'am.
Okay, this was my crush back when I was like maybe third year high school. So we were scouting for prom dates, diba? Oh. So sad. So I had a crush on this dancer. And then... I told my friends, like I told my teammates who knew him, and I was like, he's so cute, blah 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 blah. And then I never told them to introduce me because I didn't have like an intention to meet him. Like I just admired him from afar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one day I had this gig, like a performance for a dance team. And then one of my teammates who knew him, I was talking to him, and then he suddenly goes, Ali, samahan mo ako. Let's go to ganyan-ganyan. I don't remember what he said, but yeah, let's go, blah, blah. And then suddenly, I see him following me closer to my crush. Like, I saw him, and I was like, why am I here? And then when he tapped my crush on the shoulder, like, to call him, I ran like a bitch.
Like,
oh my God. As in, I squatted and then I ninja ran.
Oh. I never heard this story. What the hell, man?
I didn't know this story existed.
Wow, Ali.
Yeah. See, that's how introverted I am. I have no plans with meeting my crush.
The guy turned around and he saw like,
ran away.
Shuffling.
He saw me ninja run.
Imagine if you trip. Imagine if you trip like in Shangri-La.
10 times better.
Okay. So it's Ballerina. it's not as bad as the NDC thing or whatever. But yeah. That was very embarrassing for me.
I'll go next. So
go for
okay,
it.
Go.
Mine was recent. Mine was last year, like before COVID.
Ooh.
No, right before COVID. Because so you guys remember, like I started driving myself to school, right? And then, mm-hmm. obviously, when I first started driving myself, parking was still a struggle. And mm-hmm. the thing is, I'd go to school really early so that I had a lot of places to park and I wouldn't have to, you know, shove my car in a small space, even though my car is tiny. So one day, I got to school really early and the football team was still training.
Oh, no.
And that time, I had a crush on someone on the football team.
Didn't we all?
Okay.
Didn't we all? And so anyway, I took like 15 minutes trying to park my car because I tried out one parking slot and then it wouldn't go in or like it wouldn't be straight. So I was like, oh shit, okay, you know what? I'm just gonna go like the other direction. But then it was also still pangit, like I was in between. So I like turned around like 5 times. And I was like, obviously, you know, I was focused on trying to park my car. And then I get out of my car. And then my crush and like 3 other guys are just staring. And I was like staring at the car. And then like he saw me. And he was like, oh, kamusta? And I was like, hi.
It how he acknowledged it. I hate how he acknowledged that he happened.
I hate how it was not, it wasn't just my crush. Like, it was like him and like three other guys who were just watching me park my car, struggle to park my car at like 7:30 a.m. in Ateneo. And dude, I was like, I was so yeah. Like, I literally, like, he was like, oh, kamusta? And I just stared at him and went, you know what? It's in the parking slot now. That's fine. And he goes, tomorrow, 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh. I don't know the story, dude.
I was so embarrassed. And then, I think that same day he messaged me on Telegram. And then he goes, he was like, good job on your parking, huh? And I was just like, let's forget about this day forever. I don't want to think about this
erased
in my whole
from
life.
My mind.
Bro, at least you can park.
Dude, yeah. now I know
Noelle
how
Noelle doesn't
to,
know how to drive.
Noelle doesn't know how to drive, guys. She doesn't have a license. But Ali
That's
and I both drive.
Embarrassing story.
Oh, I can parallel park. I can reverse. I can diagonal. You know?
I'm getting there, guys. I swear.
So, Noelle, what is yours?
Okay, I'll just like quick story. My story is not really like me embarrassing my crush. I would say it's a story of my crush embarrassing. He wasn't even my crush. Maybe, I guess he had a crush on me-ish. But he embarrassed himself.
Oh, so this is secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah, I felt secondhand embarrassment. I think that is the word. All right. I think you guys have heard this story before. Anyways, I was a naive 16, 15-year-old. talking to a guy, as we do. As we ladies do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Talking stage, if you haven't heard our last episode. we were there. We were there in the talking stage. Anywho, so I was like, kind of sick. I was sick. I was tired, you know. And then I was just like telling this guy, I was like, dude, like, I'm so tired. Like, I just want to rest. I just want to lie down. I'm burnt out. And the man was like, I got you. Like, I got you. Just stay there. Just hang out at home. And I was like, I guess I'm going to hang out at home. Anyway, fast forward, let's say dinner time. It's around dinner time. And then my yaya wed goes, Noel, may delivery ka. Sabi ko, shit, what's this? It's probably from Mr. Friend.
I did like Mr. Friend, Talking so. Stage.
Mr. Talking Stage. I was like, shit, like Mr. Talking Stage said stay here. So I'm here and now there's a delivery. Perhaps this is it. So I meet the rider outside my house. And the rider is holding yellow cab.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, ooh, yellow cab, where'd this come from? Anyway, and then there was a note on the pizza. Actually, I saw it recently in my memories, on my Snapchat memories. It said, hi, Noelle, feel better. And then love, and then Mr. Talking Stage's name. And I was like, shit, this cannot be from him. This cannot be from him. You know why? Because I hate pizza. And I have expressed that every day. Probably every day for like that whole year. I was really like, dude, I hate pizza. How could this guy get me yellow cab pizza? For real. Like, I don't feel better. He said, hope you feel better. I do not feel better. I'm like, like, I'm nauseous now. Thank you. So, anyways, yeah, secondhand embarrassment. Honestly, this is my favorite story to tell other people because I find it really funny. It's
so
like,
funny, dude.
If you like someone, pay attention.
Exactly.
Listen, read. It's not just about you.
I feel like not liking pizza is such a rare thing. So you'd remember that.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. you'd remember if someone doesn't like pizza because you're like, oh, shit, she doesn't like pizza. Better not get her pizza. But I don't know what went through his man brain where he like, okay, she doesn't like pizza. Maybe I'll get her like really good yellow cab pizza so he starts liking pizza.
Try this. Man. I recommend it.
No, I recommend
it. I will not.
Dude, it was kind of sad. And then I posted it on like Snapchat, right? I told you I found it in my memories.
Yeah.
I posted it on Snapchat just to say thank you. But actually, my whole family ate it except me.
Yeah.
Anyways, dude, let me tell you. Like, let's say 5 to 7 people replied to me and said, who's that from? Don't you hate pizza? And I was like, at least you guys know.
You know.
At least you're aware.
Real G's only.
At least you listen. Anyways, actually, I kind of want to segue that to like another light topic. You know, from embarrassing stories to another light topic of love languages, guys. Like, what do you think of love languages? Like, because I think that story is the prime example of someone who doesn't listen. So,
Yeah. So we know that's not his love language.
No. Nah,
listening. Gift giving, maybe.
Gift giving.
Right, not listening. Wrong execution.
Yeah. Execution. Oh, definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was the phrase. Okay, that was the phrase.
With love languages, I don't know. Like, I only found out about love languages maybe first year of college. That's when I really was like, oh, like, this is a thing. Like, people actually, you know, have love languages. Because, you know, like, I mean, I was never really like a ooey-gooey type of person when it comes to, like, relationships and stuff. I'm kind of just like, I bet, bitch, I like you. Dap me up, you know? So, love languages. I think we can agree that there's, like, a giving and a receiving love language. Like, there's your love language when you give to someone. And then there's the love language you want to receive.
Yeah, you want to, like, go around, like, telling each other what giving first or receiving? Maybe receiving.
Okay, receiving love languages. My receiving love language is words of affirmation, acts of service, and quality time. Those are my top three.
Okay. Parang same.
Mine's acts of service and quality time.
Oh, quality time.
The rest kind of are like just background stuff. For me, yeah. I don't know.
For me, same rin. I mean, like I appreciate everything, but then the most receiving thing, the most na I get kilig out of is like when they help me. So like acts of service.
Yeah.
And, that's nice.
Yeah, and when they invite me to hang out, so quality time. Yeah. So that's my top two. Like,
dude. Like,
I think like being in quarantine really made me miss like the quality time, like spent like not even romantically, like platonically, just hanging out with people, being like when people say like, oh, let's hang out, like I want to spend time with you, like I miss that so much. Same. Like now everything is just like, yeah, when can we see each other again? Like I don't know.
Yeah, like I love it when people are like, I miss you, let's hang out soon. But then it's so sad when they're like, when they don't like reply to you, like when they don't give you a date or anything. It's sad. But okay, like maybe I'll make the date now. So it's fixed.
Yeah.
Like, for me, what's this? I think my top is words of affirmation, because I really like it when people tell me like I'm doing something correct or like I'm really good at something.
That's good.
I feel like it's an only child thing where I'm kind of used to just being the center of attention. So, you know, when people tell me like, oh my God, Sammy, you're so good at this. I'm like, yeah, thanks. What else?
Thank you. Thanks for noticing.
Add on to that. Like,
tell me.
I want a 5,000 word essay times New Roman 12, double space,
Justified.
Justified.
I know I'm good at it.
With a reference list, you know?
Exactly.
Like, I don't know. I like, it just makes me so much more key, like when someone gives me like a compliment, especially because you know, online you can't hang out with people, so if someone messages me something like meaningful, oh really, like really? You feel that way. So
what's the biggest compliment you've ever gotten?
Ooh, for all of us or just Sammy
since words of affirmation?
Okay. For sure.
I don't think best compliment, but like the compliment I like receiving, my favorite is they're like, you look like you should be on the beach. Best compliment ever. I agree with you. I love it because, you know, it like makes me feel like I'm a simple, just chill person.
That's nice.
Right.
Yeah, we always tell you that. So
we always tell you you're gonna end up in the beach when you're older.
Tell me what? Sorry.
Okay. Next.
Right. Okay. What's our giving love language like to other people? What is like? How do we express our love for other people?
It's also quality time for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think like both giving and receiving for me is quality time, because like as a kind of busy person, I like it would be parang it would take a lot in me to make time for you. So I'd like expect the same for me. Like I'd feel special also if you like set the time for me or like spend time with me without like being in a rush or without like being on your phone, you know, I just feel that mutual like respect of like each other's time and like,
yeah, like how like how you value like, your time,
yeah, exactly, like choosing to spend it with each other,
right?
Like just setting, like for example, you guys said like a time during the day, be like, hey, let's like talk at like 9 later, and then you guys just talk for the rest of the night. Like I feel you.
Love dude, that, yeah, love for that. Real. Like I think I'm just gonna drop an experience here, not to shade, but like I think one time like I was with my crush and then he was like, oh, let's hang out, like let's hang out. Mm-hmm. And then while when we hung out in the library, okay fine, medyo weird library, but we were in the library, like the man's just didn't speak to me. Okay, by the way, in our library there's a floor where you can talk, where you can be loud. There's the like, I forgot what level is that, like the fifth floor.
Oh, fifth. Rizal fifth.
Yeah, it's for group projects, okay, yeah. So but we can talk, we can bond anyway. So we were there in the fifth floor and then the man, we had 1 hour together, the man just crammed his homework and I was like,
no, were you just so, there to help him,
dude? He didn't even talk to me, yeah, like zero.
Parang from what I noticed from your stories, parang the boys or like the men in your life parang don't pay attention to you.
Yeah, Noelle, you need someone who pays attention to you.
I need to be more vocal. What is it, guys?
Advice to Noelle shooters. Pay attention. That's it.
Pay attention.
Communicate. Pay attention. Listen to the boys. To
I'm
Noelle's
not really like hard to
boys?
Understand, right? Yeah, it's like I mean, what you see is what you get.
Exactly. Like no, I'm very blunt. Like yeah. I'm very straightforward, and I think true. Good and bad. But anyway, my receiving love, giving. Yeah, my giving love language.
Giving, yeah.
I think it depends on my partner, definitely. Mm-hmm. But generally, it's also words of affirmation and acts of service. Like, I'm very yes. much like, I'm really a hype person. Like, I hype,
yeah,
you know, who up a lot.
Yeah.
As in, I'm always like, dude, you're so fucking talented. Like, you're not doing anything wrong. You're on the right track. And, like, you know, I mean it. Like, it's genuine. But I feel like, because both of us have the same love languages, as in the three, same.
Wow.
So I think that's also, like, a really
that
good
works.
Thing. Because, yeah, like, we know how to, like, compliment each other. Like, what has a lot of meaning for each other. So, you know, like, I validate, reassure. I think that's a really important thing for, like, me and that person, that we have a sense of validation within each other because we're both like artists, we can get into our head a lot.
quote unquote
I'm a quote unquote artist, he's an artist. But yeah, like I think just having a sense of validation with someone and having a sense of reassurance, I mean I know I have you guys, but like another person to do that makes me feel just like a lot better about myself, because I'm like, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm not as off track as I think I am. Maybe I'm actually doing some shit right. So yeah, words of affirmation just really gets me. And acts of service.
Actually, I forgot about acts of service. I think I also give acts of service. Like that's my giving.
Yeah. Like I really like helping people out, especially
yeah,
if
like
it's
dropping everything.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, what do you need right now? Let's just get it over with.
Let's figure
step
it out,
step.
Yeah, for sure.
Good. Oh, I love that.
What's yours, Ali?
Yeah.
For me, no, it's different from my receiving. Because, okay, I only discovered this, like, during lockdown. Because, like, Shopee, Lazada.
Yeah.
But, obviously, my love language is, like, gift-giving.
Oh,
when,
my God.
It's so rare, no? Like,
yeah,
I feel like that's the least thing that gets, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I discovered it now recently. But yeah, aside from that, wait, no, before the other one, I don't know. Parang for me, kasi like I like buying stuff. Like mahilig talaga ako magbili ng kung ano-ano. Like, but I'm trying to be better. I swear. So like when I buy stuff for myself, like I love it, like I take care of my things, ganun. So when I buy something for someone else, like it means more because I thought of that person while shopping. Does that make sense? I don't know, but yeah, that's
yeah.
Mine.
Actually, you that's know what? Cute. Now that you mention it, parang that's one of my giving love languages also.
Yeah,
like,
somehow it's like a percentage, diba? Like when you take the test, it's
not like it's I'm not like the type of gift giver who's gonna give like 10,000 peso worth item. Like no, yeah, like, yeah. It's like small, yeah, no. Meaningful things.
It doesn't have to be expensive. Tokens.
Like yeah. Like you know, like I sent like candies to someone and then I put like a note in it. Like
That's the cheesy shit I'm into.
It's so cheesy. It's so cute. Like I'm low-key like a sucker for like handwritten notes. Like if someone handwrites a note for me, I'm just gonna melt into a bundle. Like that's why I miss high school retreats and then asking for palancas from like
palancas.
You ask for a palanca from your crush and they're gonna write you like it's handwritten. It's not just like, oh, here's my palanca, then they Facebook it. Like they write it and then send it to you.
How much I mean to you. That's so sweet.
Just, you know, right. Acts of service and gift giving. Actually, parang all of them naman, but at the same time, just at different moments.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm like, as we're talking, I'm just realizing, like, I like all of them.
Right?
Yeah, I thought before I was like,
I do that naman.
Yeah, I thought before I was strict. My but least. Like, now I kind of like all.
My least talaga is physical touch all the time. It's always the least.
Same. But I just get shy kasi. It's not because I don't like it. It's not because it doesn't make me feel loved. I'm just shy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I'm not the type lang talaga to just like be like my PDA or like hold someone's hand. You know what I mean? Mm-mm. I'm not like
same.
That.
Yeah. For me, it's rare. And if I do that, I'm kind of drunk.
Yeah. Oh, and also, I'm like really pasmado. So holding someone's hand is just not going to work.
Same. It's not an option. It's hard.
No way.
There was a point, there was a moment na me and my boyfriend were on a date. Okay. And then we were holding hands. Like, yeah, physical touch talaga. And then, basta we were holding hands for a long time. And then he suddenly like let go because I was so pasmado na. I was like, break muna.
I hate it.
Me, I warn them.
Another embarrassing story.
Me, I warn. I'm like, I'm pasmado.
Me too, I say that. But then I hate it when people like bring it up. They're like, oh my god, you're so pasmado. Then don't hold my hand. Excuse me.
I don't think I know.
You don't deserve my hand if you're going to complain. Sorry.
I agree. You
do not deserve this. You're lucky enough that I'm in your presence. So the least you can do is not complain about my pasmado hands.
Okay, wait. It says here in our outline that Ali had a question.
Oh yeah, Ali, what's your question?
If you could add another love language to the list, what would it be? I don't even have an answer. I just thought of it.
Oh, mine's definitely like, okay, I thought of two. One of them is like when someone sends you something and they're like, oh, this reminds me of you.
Oh!
Dude, every time. I do like that emoji face. You know that face though? That one.
The
puppy eyes.
Like anything where they're like, oh, that reminds me of you. Or like they make you a playlist with like songs that remind me of them. That remind them of me.
Yeah.
Dude. I'm on my knees. I'm proposing, honestly. Second one is when they remember something about you that's like something you randomly just said in passing and then they bring it up and you're like, you remember that?
I don't even remember that. Yeah.
Right? Like you don't even remember saying it. You don't remember having a conversation, but then they bring it up and they ask about it. And you're like, wait, you listen? That's kind of hot.
It basically validates the fact that they pay attention to you. Noelle, take notes.
Dude, I'm not like
Noelle's voice, if you're listening to this. Sorry, Noelle's boy.
Oh, really?
Please listen to her.
That's my only comment. Listen.
My additional love language was gonna, it was similar to yours, Samia, what you said about being remembered or like in the small things. I don't know, like what would you call that if it was a love language? Like being remembered. What?
Paying attention.
So like bare minimum.
Attention.
Listening.
That's so bare minimum. Wait, it's kind of sad. But anyway. Like, yeah, it's like on a deeper note.
The bar is so low.
Yeah. Too low right now.
So
actually.
Low. Holy shit.
Ali, what did you add?
Wait, I just thought of the question. I'm still thinking about it.
Oh, okay.
But I really get kilig when they use like their passion to express how like they feel about me. You know what I mean? Like, for example, he sings or raps or writes.
Sammy relates.
Oh yeah.
right, Sammy.
Dude, Sammy felt that.
I felt that in my soul just now.
Yeah.
so kilig right now.
Kilig to the bone.
Wait, I'm also getting kilig. I'm getting kilig because you guys are getting kilig. Wait. Wait.
When he said when the group is like freestyling and then he suddenly freestyles about someone and then you know it's you, you're like, stop it.
Yeah, like if they write a song about you and they tell you it's about you and it's a really good song.
I can't relate. I can't relate, guys, but I aspire. Like my dream before was like to date a dancer and then he'd like make a dance for me and dance for me. Thank you.
I asked my friends before, like the performers, would you rather date a dancer or a singer? Mm-hmm. And I said I'd rather date a singer. I don't know, like even if I'm a dancer, like I'd still choose a singer because I don't know, like they can sing anytime.
I'd rather date a dancer. I'd rather date a singer than a dancer. Sorry, with the dancers I've talked to, it did not turn out well.
Oh my gosh. we're not all like that, by the way.
No, sorry, you guys are girls, but like the men, different. Different breed, different breed. But like dudes who sing or like dudes who play instruments or like rap.
Like musically inclined people in general.
Musically inclined people just really hit different because they'll be like, they'll play an instrument and be like, oh, you know, I learned this song because you like it. Really?
Go perform for me.
Like, that shit just makes me so kilig. And I don't know, like, I feel like it's so much, it's so meaningful when tama nga si Ali, like if it's something they're passionate about and then they do it and then it's like dedicated to you. And you're just
like, what?
Hold up.
It like, it multiplies. Mm-hmm. Like whatever they just did multiplies.
The attraction intensifies.
Yeah, because they did it that way. Oh my gosh.
And they did it like for you.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So that's a reflecting question.
That
was
a reflective question. Yeah. That's a really good question.
Yeah, if you could add another love language to what is already there, what would it be? And why?
And why?
Yeah.
Please let us know.
Yeah, let us know. We'd love to hear it.
We're
on
you.
Instagram at juicebox_thepodcast, which is also our segue to wrap up. It was kind of like a very free-flowing discussion, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, this is kind of like a quento session.
Yeah, just more like a quento session. But I guess basically what we talked about was our embarrassing moments, which I hope the people concerned in said stories don't ever hear this podcast.
I really hope
I hope so. And then after that, we just talked about love languages. You know, we tried to keep this episode super light because our past few episodes were kind of like deep and very like, nosebleedy, if I do say so myself. So, I think that's it. We also have a new posting schedule, if anyone wants to announce that.
So, our original plan was to post every Saturday, but because
we have lives,
we have school, we kind of have our own shit to do, and we hope you guys understand that. Also, we don't want to keep bombarding you with new episodes every week, so we want to give you guys time to listen to the episodes, and we want to make sure that we're actually making good episodes per episode,
not just for the sake of like making one so
exactly
week.
So we will be uploading every 2 weeks, so every other Saturday, please expect a new episode.
We're really excited. I'm really excited for all the episodes we have lined up.
Me too. We have a lot of fun stuff.
Good topics.
Yeah, our like brainstorm sheet is very full right now. Yeah, so can expect a lot of fun stuff.
If you guys want to keep updated, go follow our Instagram, which is juicebox_thepodcast.
With that being said,
without further ado,
all right, let's sign off. Let's just plug our socials real quick as we normally do. Hey guys, again, I'm Noelle. You can follow me on Instagram at Noelle D. Lejano. I also have a YouTube channel, also named Noelle Lejano. then I also have a small business on Instagram called Statement Manila at stmnt.mnl. It's statement without the vowels. Am I missing out? I feel like I missed out the platform or something.
Twitter.
But you don't use it.
Twitter's dead. But, I mean, same username, but whatever. Ali, take it away.
Okay. So, wait. Okay. Hi, it's Ali, and you can follow me on my Instagram at Ali De Guzman, my Twitter at Ali De Guzman _, my makeup account on IG, which is Faces by Ali, and you can also follow my production powerhouse at Iho Productions. That's all. Sammy.
Okay, hello, it's Sammy. Okay, you can follow all my social media. It's at Sammy Borro, SammiBorro on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, and you can also follow me on TikTok. It's at SwaggySammy420.
Yes.
And also follow Juicebox_the podcast.
Yeah, put it on a t-shirt, you know, whatever, like yep. Blast. You can blast the episodes on your speaker so your whole house can hear.
Definitely. Or, you know, write the transcript and then upload it on your modules on Canvas.
Yeah, that can be your submission.
Like yeah.
You know, if you didn't reach the word count.
If your teachers ask what was the best thing you listened to this week, you can say this. If you feel like it. You know, no pressure.
No pressure, but maybe do it.
Yeah, maybe do it just a little bit.
If you feel it.
Yeah. No. Anyway.
All right. Forehead kisses from the three of us. One, two, three.
Yay. Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Bye.